This news update's being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. On Friday, October 17th, the Bad Axe Hatchets varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the event free of charge, with recognition ceremony set to begin at 6:35 prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams, and players from Bad Axe and Brown City will shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community. This event builds on similar military appreciation celebrations seen in Michigan high school sports and reflects the ongoing commitment to recognizing local veterans for their support. And Sebring police are seeking public assistance after a man, Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, was accused of selling three stolen long guns at rummage sales at his residence. Nunnery, 54, who previously arrested for breaking into a shed and stealing a tractor, is now under investigation for these firearm sales, with the owners of the weapons still unidentified. Authorities urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in recent months to contact Sebring police. Nunnery was apprehended on October 7th by a Huron County Sheriff's Office following tips from Sebring Police Chief Stephen Repke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of a Massey Ferguson utility tractor from Rubicon Township, involvement in stealing and selling other tractors across the state. Two tractors linked to the case have since been recovered, one believed bought in Highland and the other stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, spanning multiple jurisdictions in Michigan, continues with authorities uncover other stolen motorized vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody on $25,000 cash bond. Sebring police encourage anyone connected to Nunnery sales to contact Officer Stephen Treiner at 989-883-2380 or by email at police@sebringmi.gov. Tuscola County residents with past criminal convictions will soon have a chance to clear their records and open doors to jobs and housing opportunities. An expungement fair will be held on Saturday, November the 1st from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tuscola County Courthouse. The event is hosted by Safe and Just Michigan. It's a Lansing-based nonprofit focused on reducing the harms of the criminal legal system and promoting community safety. Eligible participants can meet with attorneys at no cost to help them prepare their expungement applications. Attendees can also complete fingerprinting and obtain certified conviction copies, steps required for their court filings. Certain offenses remain ineligible for expungement, including repeat drunk driving offenses, crimes punishable by life sentences, serious injury or death traffic crimes, commercial driving offenses, felony domestic violence with prior DV convictions, and all out-of-state or federal convictions. Tuscola County District Judge Jason E. Blitzer noted the expungement process centers on rehabilitation. One bad decision can change a person's life, he said, adding that petitioners must demonstrate lasting positive change. For more information, residents may contact the Michigan State Attorney General's Office, Expungement Assistance Section, through the state website or visit the courthouse during the event hours. Pre-registration is not necessary, but can be accomplished by going to their website. And if you go to thumbnet.net, you will find that and information and full stories on everything we have on thumbnet.net.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Do you know why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 60 years? It's because we consistently provide the best buying experience in the Thumb for all of our customers. When you come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, you get to put my 3 decades of experience to work for you to get the best price on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram when you shop More Motors in Caro. At More Motors, we take pride in transparency, honesty, and fairness with all of our customers. When you shop More Motors in Caro, we check every incentive available to ensure you are always getting the best deal possible. At More Motors in Caro, we understand not all dealers are the same. City dealers will even often say anything just to get people in the door. At More Motors, we don't do that. So when you're in the market for a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram, shop More Motors in Caro. Then you too will see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for more than 60 years.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported an unexpected rise in flu cases across several southern states. Health experts linked the early spike to lower vaccination rates and resumed travel trends. Hospitals in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama have seen steady increases in emergency visits. Officials urge the public get vaccinated to prevent strain on healthcare systems. The CDC warns the flu season can be the most severe in the decade. National vaccination campaigns are already ramping up in schools and clinics. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Keir Starmer faces growing pressure over delays in the National Health Service reform plan. Critics say staffing shortages and long wait times persist despite earlier promises. New data shows that 7.5 million patients are on hospital waiting lists. Downing Street insists additional funding is on the way to ease the crisis. Unions warn that winter months could bring unprecedented strain. The opposition is calling for a full parliamentary inquiry. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
If you have recently had back, knee, or hip surgery, or just having trouble getting out of your recliner, then you need a power lift chair from Ayers Home Furnishings and BedEx. This is Penny. Over 30 power lift chairs on hand and ready for immediate delivery by Mega Motion, FlexSteel, and Best Home, starting at $699. Many models feature zero gravity, heat, air massage, dual motor options, and come in hundreds of fabrics, vinyl or leather. As always, we offer in-store financing and free local delivery. So let us help you out of your chair. Visit Ayers Home Furnishings in downtown Bad Axe.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.